Welcome back to day 4 of the 7 days of sleep. Have you ever noticed how late in the evening, right around bedtime, our minds begin racing? Sometimes we're replaying exciting events of the day. Other times we're reviewing our to-do list or worrying about the future. We often don't realize how fired up our minds are until we place our heads on the pillow and our thoughts begin to whirl uncontrollably. Releasing our daytime thoughts and worries is an important part of getting quality sleep. Ideally, we want to address whatever's going on in our mind before we hit the pillow. During the day, we're so busy, we often don't notice what's going on in our minds and bodies. If we were, our thoughts and concerns wouldn't build as steadily, and when we hit the pillow, there'd be less to overwhelm us. We tend to think what happens during the day doesn't affect our sleep, but it's actually directly connected. The state of our mind through the day bleeds into the state of our mind at night. So today in our session, we'll tune in to what's going on within. Doing this practice during daytime hours helps set the stage so when we're ready for sleep, our mind is more clear and relaxed. Let's begin by finding a comfortable position on a cushion or chair and take a posture that feels relaxed yet alert. Rest your hands gently in your lap, and when you're ready, close your eyes. Let's start with a few long, deep breaths to relax the mind and body. Take a slow, deep belly breath. Hold it for a moment. And then gently release that breath. Take another long, deep breath. Hold it for a moment. And exhale in your own time. Slow, deep breaths. Entering and leaving the body, allowing any tension you're holding to melt away. Now naturally allow the breath to soften so that breathing becomes light and easy. Allowing the rise and fall of the breath to happen in its own time, at its own pace. Breathing with the natural breath and sinking into deep relaxation. Breathing with the natural breath. And sinking into deep relaxation. As you become still, take a moment to check in with yourself, just noticing how you feel in this moment. Tune in to what your overall energy is like. Notice if your mind and body are tired or energetic. Take some time to settle in and explore whatever is happening within. Now taking a moment to check in with your emotional state. Just becoming aware of how you're feeling in this moment. Is there happiness, sadness, a feeling of anxiousness or relaxation? See if you can accept whatever your present moment experiences, allowing your mind and body to look exactly as they do right now. All we're doing is observing. It's not the time to analyze, fix, or solve anything. You're not judging your emotional state. You're just tuning in to how it feels in this moment. Just seeing what's here is enough. If you notice any emotions or thoughts that feel stuck or tight, spend a few moments breathing tenderly into those areas, seeing if anything opens or softens. Now let's scan the body to take a deeper look within. Start at the top of your head and skull, your temples and ears. And if you locate any emotions or any areas that feel tight, breathe into that area. You might notice emotions release or tightness soften. Then scan your forehead, face, and jaw. Drop your focus to your neck and shoulders, relaxing into what's here. Then bring your awareness down through your arms. And sweep your attention into your hands and fingers. Observe your chest and abdomen, exploring whatever sensations are here. Tune in to your upper and lower back. And if you notice any tension here, breathe into those areas, helping them soften. And relax your awareness into your upper legs, noticing where you make contact with your cushion or chair. And then sweeping down into your calves. Draw your awareness to the sensations in your feet and your toes. Then sweep your attention through your entire body, bathing it with the breath, sinking into the feeling of relaxed awareness. And as we near the end of the session, come back to the room. Feel your feet on the floor. Feel into your hands and fingers. And notice how it feels to stop and tune in. tuning in through the day helps us become aware of what's going on within. And if we can acknowledge that during daytime hours, we're less likely to be wound up at night. Aside from the fact that worrying in bed stimulates the mind, we aren't as likely to do our best problem solving when we're tired. That's when our mind has a tendency towards fear and negativity, so it's the least likely time we'll generate proactive solutions. Another strategy to address your concerns so they don't keep you up at night is to set aside a worry time earlier in the day. To do this, find a comfortable place to sit and write down all the concerns floating through your mind. Don't worry how they read. This is just for you. Create a list of concerns on the left side of the page, and then across from that, on the right, list one or more possible solutions. Breaking down concerns into solutions with bite-sized steps makes them feel much more manageable. Don't feel you have to fix or solve everything immediately. The goal is just to get your concerns out of your mind before you climb into bed so they don't swirl through your mind at night. Now, it takes time for change to happen. This is a process. So be patient and keep practicing these daily sessions as well as the recommended evening meditations. Tonight, try our sleep rhythm session called Kumbhaka. It's a rhythmic counting session. Select the tempo that works best for you and drift off to dreamland. Now take a moment to wiggle your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, open your eyes. I'll see you back here tomorrow for day 5, where we'll be exploring how to let go. Have a great day, and I'll see you then.